there is no question that dubious music and movies are affecting unsupervised children of all colors. The hip hop industry makes billions putting out stuff like this.
I'm a roll at the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your say on her knees. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to this club. Now my mascara running red lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so yeah, he want to f. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He monocolor whiskey all on my gown.
Now, if you can't see that unsupervised children might be harmed by that kind of stuff, then you are not a responsible person, period.
And Mr. Bill O'Reilly, since now I know your name, or I now recognize your voice, I have to agree with you to some regard. Definitely, this is music that should not be readily available to children. And that, I being saying, if you are not alert or aware of the consequences that over and over and over again, how it becomes normalized to, you know, be that bitch, be that hoe, to be over-sexualized and to be seen as nothing as, you know, about a sexual object as a female in the eyes of a male. You know, after hearing this and being, again, subjected to it on and on again through the TV and every aspect of, in 9 times out of 10, you know, the roles that we play, gangsters, drug dealers, you know, whatever the case may be, negative, 9 times out of 10, female, same thing. If we're not aware of the overall impact that it has on the young mind, and even on adult minds, our adolescent minds, we're fooling ourselves, right? I mean, it works the opposite way also. I mean, if we're flooding young minds with positivity and goodness and ethics and discipline, we expect to see those same things happen. And I mean, it happens all of the time. Other communities, I mean, are exposed to this, but there's also a factor of ethics that are within communities that aren't just technically exposed to what we are exposed to on an ongoing basis. And you know what? One thing I think where there's a difference, this has now become quote unquote black culture. However, I beg to differ. This has become criminal culture that black people have made their. Have been made to see that this is our culture because we rap, because we sing, and because it's being conveyed in this. This is not black culture. This is criminal culture. And in the sense of us now having that correlation between criminality and race, this has now become extremely toxic and extremely dangerous. Now, one thing I always do when I'm in the community and we talk about hip-hop and lyricism and whatnot and just imagery and perception, I often ask young brothers, like, you know, 12, 13, even, you know, 10, would you allow your younger sister or brother to listen to some of these lyrics? And I can guarantee you 99% of the people who are asked that question absolutely say no. And ask them why. Well, obviously, you know what I mean? It's teaching them to be bitches. It's teaching them to be hoes. It's teaching my little young brother to be, you know, a gangster. You know, there was a problem there outside and he went to grab a knife and he's only 4 years old. So, you know, I'm not trying to, again, blame rap music for everything by no means. But again, if this is the only thing that's going to be coming out of our mouths and it is on air, there's no censorship in terms of the lyrics and the content that the radio is playing, well, by all means, again, we are going to be unfairly subscribing to this unknowingly. And a lot of times it is unknowingly because you turn on the radio and you're hearing it. You turn on the TV, you're hearing it. You look in a magazine, you're seeing images that relay it. So identification to what you see of yourself, you often by default just continue to follow that. Hence, why we need to analyze it again. We need to do an assessment on what are the impacts of this music and this culture, this criminal culture on our people. We have to form that awareness. When we form that awareness, we've got to accept, you know what? We've been played. And again, it is not us. Yeah, we put out the music, what they want to hear, right? But it's not us who's controlling who puts out what. It's not us controlling the radio stations. So we've got to accept that. And now we've got to action something that's going to allow us to move forward, right? Move ahead, evolve, not just go to jail and be happy with it and think this is okay and you know, live in the projects for the rest of our lives and not finish high school or, you know, get that higher education that we deserve, right? So after we've now formed this action plan, again, the next step is accountability. We got to be accountable. We know the consequences. We know what's the outcome. It's not going to change if it's Kanye or if it's Jay-Z or if whomever. It's fun. It's funny, but it's real and it's serious. And we definitely have to take the reins in and see what it's doing to our communities. Because again, same phenomenon. Somebody gets rich, the rest, well, who cares? Like, you know what I mean? It's just the hood, just the way it is. Complacency, and we can't settle for that. Real talk.